Good morning so far, Asher. Good, good. Well, I mean, she can. She's a kid. I want to talk to you all this morning about a family. Probably the most important family you can have. It's called God's family. Okay? Yesterday, my daughter had a shower. She's having a baby in a month. Not a physical shower, but a shower because she's expecting her first baby, little boy. His name would be Zane Patrick. And so we met yesterday in Little Rock, and a bunch of family and friends got together, and we gave gifts and do what they do at baby showers. Okay? And I want to talk to you because it was family and friends, and really, I would call them all family. Do you know what? God's got the coolest family. Yeah, I know you all have family, but God's got the coolest family. It's called God's people. And let me read to you what it says. Jesus was questioned one time about who his family was, and in Matthew chapter 12, it says, as Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside asking to speak to Jesus, his mom and, you know, his family. Someone told Jesus, your mother and brother are standing outside. They want to speak to you. Jesus asked, now this is an odd question, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he pointed to his disciples, not his mom and not his brother and sister. He pointed to the disciples and he said this, look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of God in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Listen, one of the most important things I can tell you is the family you need to be a part of besides your physical family, because you get that for free, for better or for worse. But every single one of you need to be a part of God's family, and you become a part of God's family because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? Now let me give you an example. Okay. Laura and Margie, stand up. These two people here are family. Margie, y'all can sit down now, we'll make you stay up. Margie was in our church in Garland, Texas, and she has been at every significant event that my kids or myself have been a part of. And I mean, her sister Laura, we've known about her, and they're buddies now and can travel together, and so she called me on Friday and she said, Bill, can you keep a secret? I did pretty good. I did tell my boys so they would be there. She said, I'm coming to the shower, but you can't tell Kristen. And I'm telling you, when Kristen saw Margie there, she was, that's family. And then these two over here, stand up. This is Marilyn and Brenda. And they live in Garland, where I was a pastor for 13 years. Young, sit down now. And they went to church about a mile from where my church was. And the whole time I was there, I never knew them. And we went to the Dominican Republic for a mission trip. And while we were in the Dominican Republic on a mission trip, they came with our church, and we became family. Because I realized they had the same dad I have, and they're family. And that's what I want y'all to understand, that you are really my family too. And that's a cool thing. And that little boy right there is part of the family too. And you know, when you have family, you love. And so my challenge to you guys is to realize that God's family, the church, is the most important family to be a part of, okay? Can y'all realize that? I have no clue what that is, but
it's a fishing bait.
Fishing bait, okay. Let's pray. Everybody bow your head. Lord, we thank you so much for our church family, and we thank you that that's possible because of Jesus. And help us to continue to worship you, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.